not Mike Geiger, sorry, someone else. I think I've decided, after consultation with Alan, who is the goat's daddy, what we're going to do with the goat. We're going to auction off naming rights for the goat. In order to defeat any sort of rude name for the goat, the top three bidders will be given, will win, and from these three choices, you lot will vote. So if you all pool your money together very carefully, I guess we reserve the right to. It's just a file folder of mine. Hopefully, it's not my home foot. And then the goat will start traveling. It's going to go to EuroBSGCon first, and then to AsiaBSGCon, and then it'll come back here for 2015. It wasn't one of those photos. Sorry? Everybody listens to this broadcast, so.
If they are not keeping on a leash. Henning's here. We can surely leave trust the goat to go back to
no,
your
Henning. No, no, no. Sorry, what were you saying? Warranty with the goat?
Quarantine.
No, it's fine. The goat's neutered.
What about Henning?
There's some question about that. Okay, there's still many more people down there?
No.
No? You're the last ones? Or were you the last ones?
I should be.
Okay. So, last night or yesterday, I asked for a, don't look at the number of characters in my password.
It wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough, no. Okay, so somewhere around here, there. That's the wrong page.
Wrong year.
Does it say 2013? Oh, shit.
It's the 11th still.
But it is the 11th, isn't it?
Yes, last year was the
11th. What do you want the five in the bin to have in
the
mouth?
Five. All right, we're okay here. Thank you. I thought about this on the way into work this morning. It's so much fun, believe me. It is. It is a lot of fun, especially when I get to stand up here at the end. I started this conference when I was unemployed, and it was fun then. And now that I run it when I'm fully employed, it's still fun. We're going to have a few points made, then we're going to have the auction, and then we're going to have beer. Who doesn't know where the Royal Oak is?
Okay.
That's good. We'll be fine then. Thank you to the sponsors. The original BSD Can was run on a budget smaller than what one of the sponsors gives now. It's just incredible the difference that the sponsors make. You wouldn't have lunches. Well, I'll ask about the food later. So all of you have contact with at least one of these sponsors, I'm sure. Even if it's Netflix, write to them, say, hey, listen, thank you. Okay, so get it in their customer service. IX Systems, FreeBSD Foundation, EMC. Tarsnap, everyone knows Colin now. Scale Engine, everyone knows Alan now. Where are you? Alan's over here? Yeah. Colin's usually sitting up there. Where is he now? Oh, he's up. Oh. Fortel, I think he left early. Did he? Yes. Netgate, there's three of you here, I think, isn't there? Two? Hi. Thank you. Calyptics? Is that the right pronunciation? Are you here? Sorry. Delphix, where are you guys? No? FlightAware, he got on his flight and I think he's on his way home. And he emailed me and he said he had a lot of fun. Like once he got here, all the stress of the trial of getting here just instantly disappeared. He's going to send some of his guys next year. The Juniper folks are still here?
Yep.
Okay. And open at Citrix. Yes. Where? No? They sent. Oh, hi. Thank you. So, who wants box lunches next year? Okay. Make a note, please. Who wants what we had today? You know, okay. Is it better?
Yes.
Was today easier?
Yes.
Okay. You ran out of salad in the first day? We ran out of salad for a little while on the second day, but then they brought in the backup salad that I asked them to bring. But we had more food than we needed.
Yeah, we didn't run out of egg salad.
Didn't run out of salad?
Egg salad.
Didn't run out of egg salad. I don't think you want egg salad anymore. And I don't think you want as much tuna.
No.
So what did you really like in the food?
The
what? The cookies? The cookies are good, aren't they? They're almost all gone. No? Oh.
The veggie wraps,
the little ones, right?
The little ones.
Bananas. The bananas? Did you say the bananas? Michael, did you get enough bananas?
I had Bob and Henning in the room, so I could have used a few
okay.
more to throw them.
Okay. We'll remember that. Slides are in the wrong order. There. So this is the number of people that came. So it increased slightly, but it's sort of a straight line, but I think that's skewed because it's only 3 years. I didn't go back any further because I think 2012 was the first year I told the speakers, you have to register. And years before that, I sort of merged the two databases manually. Now, some interesting bits about those numbers. I noticed it.
Are you doing buffer sizes on the stack in OpenSSL?
That's right, Bob. I'm an NSA plant.
You're an
yeah.
NSA.
Okay, we knew it.
So, whatever. I just noticed it for the first one. I noticed it for 2014 and then went back and found some thing that just made sense. Okay, the program committee. Bob, please stand up. Drew, you're at the back. Greg isn't here. Michael Lucas is here. David Maxwell is here. And George is already standing up. So thank you, gentlemen, and Drew. I certainly don't want to make the choices of who speaks alone. Okay, Jennifer Russell. Jennifer Russell handled all the travel. And Jennifer's kids use FreeBSD because their dad set up a mine server for them, and they use it all the time. And so this is Jennifer's way of giving back to FreeBSD by arranging travel for the speakers and helping me out at times when I'm too busy doing something else to do things that I can't do. So thank you, Jennifer. So in the opening session, I asked who's been here for every one, every BSD can. Our tech has been here for every single BSD can ever. Thank you. Now, Drew, you've been here for every one. Anyone else been here for every single one? Oh, there's David Maxwell, and whose hand's up?
Mike
Geiger? Yep. So that's three of us. I'm sure there's more that have been here, but... Sorry?
How about you?
Yeah, I've been here, everyone. So that's four of us here. I'm sure there's more, but they've left early. All right. One of the basic ways that I run the conference, and you know it, is you get pressed into service at random times. You can just be standing around there minding your own business, or not, as the case may be, and you get pressed into service. Here, please carry this box. Here, please round up these cables. And I appreciate that because it's very useful, very helpful. Thank you. Okay. Did anyone have something to say about Asia BSD Con? I got something from Euro, but I didn't get anything from Asia. But if you've never been to Asia BSD Con, go. It's just, it's so different from anything you'll ever... George.
I'm loud enough. So we'll be putting out a call for papers probably around December, which is when we usually put our CFP for the conference next year in March in Tokyo. If you haven't come to Tokyo before, you should definitely come to Tokyo. It's a really good time. March seems to be
a nice time to be there. This is really, really uncomfortable somehow.
Asia BSD Con will be in Tokyo in March of 2015. Please answer the CFP and please plan to come. It's a great time. We have a really good time there.
It's amazing food, absolutely amazing food. Oh. Next. Who has taken the BSD certification exam? Okay, you're all good candidates to take this one. It's the first hands-on exam. It's tomorrow. You're not going to be doing anything anyway. Your flight's not until later on in the day. Come and do this one. Drew, are there spots left? One spot left. So be in, take the beta, get the... How does it work? How does it work in terms of paying for the real one? Okay, so basically you'll be sat down at a computer, you'll go through the questions, takes you about how long?
3 hours.
3 hours, but it means you're the first one to take it and you help the BSD certification group figure out if there's any problems with the process. Thank you. Win a free trip to Europe. Who wouldn't want to go to Europe? Who wants to go to Europe? Okay, so many of you are from Europe. I see the ones putting up there. So submit. Put a proposal in. You get to go to Europe for free. Please. The deadline is, when is the 19th?
Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday? It might, it's possible that might be extended because most of them are here. Okay, next, FreeBSD Foundation. Henning, please come up here.
It's number one, you already know that.
So I'll make this really short. I'm just really glad that there are events like this and people like this that we can support. So thank you very much for everything that you guys do and continuing to support us so that we can make these events happen and support you as well as we can. We have converted all of the donation amounts that we received during the conference to Canadian dollars so that you can all understand the various currencies and what the amount is. So there were a total of 97 donations over the time that we were here. Totaling $4,570.65. Now, I still have a few water bottles which are available to any of you who might need them before my flight tomorrow at 5:15 a.m. see me afterwards if you need a water bottle. So with no further ado, we are now going to raffle off. Oh, he already has one. My lovely models here, showing off the NetGate APU2s, the commemorative edition here for 2014. Thank you, NetGate, again for making, doing the artwork and the laser etching on these. They're really quite beautiful. So, have you performed your security audit?
I don't trust your referendum.
Okay.
40.
40 is number one. Number 40 in the house. Number 40. Let's see who that was.
It's here. Dan, I need the Sharpie.
No, it's not you.
It's a good.
Mounted.
Okay. Oh,
wait. I'll wait. Let the first next person choose, and then I'll take the one they don't want.
Let me read that code again.
Well, it's a good thing we wrote down actually people's names because Dan didn't even look at his badge. Okay. Number two.
26.
26. David.
David.
Yep. Come on down.
Thank you.
So actually in the bag here is the power supply and MSATA and stuff like that. So we can figure that out at the end, or why don't we do that?
You should get power supply.
And there should be an MSATA in there too.
Yep.
A what? An MSATA.
It's a special disc we made for you, trust us.
That's right.
This is really cool.
And the packaging.
The packaging. So you
for safe transit home.
Yeah, so you can take it on an airplane.
So congratulations, winners, and thanks again, everybody. See you in the next conference.
Where's my rubber suit? Okay. I'm sort of looking here as he's looking down the page, and I thought, whoops. Okay, so if you haven't seen these, they're really cool. They're all over Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus at the moment. Now, next. Oh.
You said you didn't change it.
I know. That little tick mark is supposed to say the OpenBSD Foundation. I'm sorry. Next page should be better. You ready? So, who went to the Libre SSL talk? Yeah, shame on all of you that didn't. The video will be available very soon. Twitter's going all ape shit about it, and hold on, I just got a message. Oh, my Fitbit.
You need to start walking back and forth.
Yeah, well. No, it's telling me I reached my goal. So, OpenBSD Foundation. If you don't know about Libre SSL, you must know about Heartbleed. That alone is a good reason to fund the OpenBSD Foundation with respect to Libre SSL. Anything else, Bob? Anything else you want to add?
No, I mean, it's just important to remember we are a little different than the FreeBSD Foundation. We don't own OpenBSD, we fund projects. And we fund developers, we fund infrastructure, and you know, we keep the lights on, the power there, we keep the developer events happening where we get together and work on these things. So actually a lot of Libre SSL happened at a hackathon in Morocco that turned into a whackathon. We whacked code out of the lead whacker code out of Libre SSL. So these and other projects have been funded by the OpenBSD Foundation. We continue to do that, and we're hoping, as I mentioned in my talk, to try to get a little bit of an increase in funding to be able to sponsor a little bit of dedicated development on Libre SSL and get a more stable release out the door quicker than we could otherwise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Random giveaways. This is Henning has not audited this code.
Your heart is random.
Here's the code I'm about to run. Can't quite see it all. Let me run this up there. Okay. Now, while you audit the code, this is an e-book gift voucher worth $50 worth of e-books on us. Ebooks from nostarch.com are always DRM free. Fine print, first time, one time, use only for a single transaction, cannot be combined with other vouchers.
Hey Dan, what's my number?
Has nothing to do with your badge. There's 17 of these to give away. How much is that? 17 times something? Okay, so this is how we're gonna do it. Let's get rid of this. Funny that. Okay, so here's how it works. Is this person here? Anu, are you here? Okay.
No, there we go.
No? Yeah? Doran? Got to be here to win. Arun's here? Where?
Is this from last year?
Oh, wait, yeah. Let's find out. It's the wrong conference. Okay, watch this. No, that's the right year. See that select max from event? See, that's the problem. Okay, so now... Okay, this looks better.
Well, that trick never works.
If only it was an XML.
Chris! Come on down, Chris. Paul! Free money. There you go. Give that one to the guy behind you.
I already have one.
You already? Well,
right.
Since
you already gave me one, you can have it back.
Oh, okay. So we'll do the next three. Matt's still here? No? None of them? Oh, here. Don't get up. Don't get out. It's kind of... Pass that back for me, please. Okay, next. Any of you?
That's me.
Oh. Should be a faster way of doing this. Why don't I just do a whole bunch more names? One more? Pass that back, please. Keep it going back. Okay, so.
One more?
One more? All right. Do, 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 do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Can you use this? Who else? Oh, 2, 3 back there. One over here, 2 over here. 2 more left.
Thank you.
2 more? 3 more. Sorry. And if you've already won, you can't get another one. Give that one to the gentleman coming down there. That's them all gone. Thank you, No Starch. Now, the most interesting thing I have to auction off.
The shirt.
Yeah. My mommy gave me this shirt. I'm not auctioning it off. Who was staying at the Embassy Hotel and Suites and lost this? Did you lose it? Well, I don't think it's any good to you because I found this, you know, a few days ago.
No, I'm good.
No, you good?
Now that we know who
Well, the security implications, the room number is actually on the sleeve on the outside. And I found this during the first day of tutorials and said, oh, I better put out the word about that, and then forgot about it until 11:30 when I was home. So I knew that whoever needed it had already gotten in, so. So that's not gone anywhere. I think this is a Lenovo. It's got a little USB thing on it. No, it's pristine. I don't think it's a European plug. No, it's not a European plug. But it's got a little magnetic type thingy on it, almost like an Apple, but slightly different. Does it belong to anyone here? Sorry?
Carbon X1, probably.
There was somebody here
with one. If anyone wants to buy it, I'll just keep it and ship it back, because I'm sure someone's going to want that. Okay, now, does anyone want a pair of Argyle socks?
Hey, those look pretty good.
These are new. These have never been worn.
What size?
XL. Fits 9 to 13 men, not all at once. Thank you, Bob. And it's also size 10 to 14 women. Now, on the bottom here, on the side, it says Monitorama PDX 2014. That is the conference run by Jason Dixon. Is he the BSD guy or is he the Postgres guy? I get him and Robert Treat mixed up all the time. Okay. So, pair of socks. Anybody want a pair of socks? $5. Who wants it for $5?
I'll pay you $5 to wear them.
Anyone want to buy them after that? Because they're worth more then.
9 to 13 more men could buy them.
So, $5 for me to wear them. Anybody want to pay more for me not to wear them?
$10,
because you realize what this means is if I put these on, I've got to take my shoes off first. And I've been wearing these shoes all day.
You wear them on your feet.
$10. 10 going once. Oh, sorry, were you paying? You wanted the socks.
I'll take the socks.
Okay.
I will pay $10 to keep your shoes on your feet.
Okay. Michael Lucas will pay $10 for me to keep my shoes on. Yeah. $10 going once. $10 going, what? 20 for me to wear them. $20 from Jim. I am wearing socks already, but they got to come off too, and then it's my feet.
This is
$30 from Michael Lucas. 30 going once. 30 going twice. What was it going to say? Okay. Sold. $30 to Michael. Thank you, Michael. Now, I have some very rare PCBSD and FreeNAS install media. Does anyone want them? There was a whole lot here before, so you're all filled up on them. What about FreeBSD magazine? Journal. $1. $1 going once? Yes. You didn't ask that. How many people here have an article in this issue? All three of them will autograph it for you, free of charge. Okay, so whoever wants one, come on up with a dollar. Okay.
$5.
Five going once. Five going twice. Okay, they're $5 each. Everyone come up. Come on. All of you. We're not going to get anywhere with this auction. If...
Yeah, you haven't explained the recipient of the auction.
Same recipients as usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, third.
It's the Ottawa Mission. Yeah, sorry. Every year for, I don't know, since we were down in Desmarais, someone got the idea of doing an auction for the swag that was left over. And one of the disadvantages of no longer having boxed lunches is that I am unable to auction off the last brownie for, what was it, $20? We got $20 for a brownie or something. We've gotten $5 for an empty paper bag. People have paid extraordinary prices for me to take my shirt off. And even more money for me to put it back on. Who was it that bought the shirt? Was it PG Con or was it BSD? I don't know.
I think Jordan.
Jordan paid? Yeah, he wanted the shirt I was wearing. Yeah, okay. Fortunately, there's a whole bunch of extra T-shirts that year, so I was able to get covered. Did anyone come? Oh, you did. Come on up. Now, there's more of these. It doesn't have to just be the one. That's what? Fake money? No, I'll take it. They'll take it. Now, there are also the last four books of Michael Lucas's. One is Sudo Mastery, one is SSH Mastery, another one is DNSSEC Mastery. Do you see the theme? If you want to master one of these, you want one of these books.
$20?
For all three? That's really good, because normally one of them goes for $20. So?
$40.
Okay. All right, so where were we? $50 here?
$60.
$60 here? Do I hear 67?
$70.
$70 going once? $70 going twice? They'll get autographed. But Mr. Lucas, sold, $70, thank you. I'm sorry, but I'm holding the last cookie. Does anyone want this cookie or another one sort of like it that I haven't touched? Yeah, this is the next to last cookie. The last cookie is still in there. So, $1 for the last cookie.
Is there a different price for the next to last cookie as opposed to the last cookie?
Well, if you really want the one I've touched, you can pay for it.
Actually, isn't your touch an appreciation?
I think it appreciates the value of the cookie. Yes. I really do. Yeah. And I wash my hands before. So, $1 for the cookie that's still in the box.
You might have washed your hands, but then you were doing SQL.
I know. But it was Postgres, so it's clean, okay? Do I hear $1 for the cookie?
$3 for the unsullied cookie.
$3 for the unsullied cookie. Game of Thrones and all. $3 for the cookie. Do I have $4? Okay, okay. Right. Anybody going to pay me more not to eat this cookie?
What's your Fitbit say?
It says I'm nearly up to my 10,000 steps today. But
so you can eat the cookie?
I've had several cookies.
How much will you pay, Dan?
So what's one more? Okay, so $5 for this cookie. This is for me to eat this cookie, $5. Anyone going to pay more for that? Pay me to eat. Come on.
Well,
do I hear $6?
Six. Sully the cookie and then you eat it.
That's a lot more. That's a lot more, Bob. We have to agree on... we have to agree on Sully. I mean, you're asking a whole lot. Sorry, all I heard was Cookie Monster. 20 for what?
Cookie!
Cookie! Okay, so how much was that? 20? That's not enough. I'll do it for 50. I'll do it for $50. Okay.
Cookie!
Booker! Booker! It's really a good cooker. Cookie! Oh, I'm glad I got the oatmeal. Cookie!
You have to sing the song.
That wasn't in the contract. Cookie. I'm not eating these. So someone was saying $20 for the last cookie. There's three here. The oatmeal raisin and a white macadamia nut thingy. Come on, $20. Come on. Sorry? Five for the oatmeal raisin. Do I hear 10? Five going once, five going twice, sold. You got to get out of there and come down now. I know, it's really bad. Okay. We have the absolute last copy of Absolute OpenBSD second edition. Does this count as fiber or vegetable?
Fiber.
Fiber.
Fiber
is good for you.
All natural.
I got to make sure I chew. Otherwise, can you imagine paper cuts? That would be.
It's gluten-free.
Yeah. Is it vegetable ink?
Well, I do have to mention, I received the best review of my life on that book from Warren Bluff, who described it as soft and absorbent.
Soft and absorbent, the book was described as. So, someone offered $100 for this book, but I'm not going to eat it. Okay, so $30. $30. It's kind of thick. $30 here. $30. Do I hear 40? 40? 40 in the back. 40 going once. Do I hear 50?
50.
50 from Meister Lucas. He's buying his own book. Don't let him do that.
He wants to eat it.
You got to remember, he paid for this book. Don't make him pay a second time. So 50? 50 going once?
60.
60 here. Thank you. It is an OpenBSD book, and there's all kinds of OpenBSD people here. You got to buy it. Don't let them have it back. 60 going once, 60 going twice. Sold. Thank you very much. We have here the last XL t-shirt. I'm sorry, Mark. Are you here? Mark Linneman here? He got one. Oh, good. Sorry. Good. This is indeed the last one. I'm not lying. Sorry? Oh, you didn't get one?
It's too deep for me.
Oh. This is the last t-shirt, and we kept it for auction.
Does the SQL on the back have the error that selects in the wrong
font? No, it doesn't, because that... No, this one definitely has my name. Oh, wait, I'm on both conferences. Yeah, okay. No, this one definitely has the right SQL. You see, the problem isn't the SQL, it was the database from which it was run. No, I'm not eating the shirt. $20 for this t-shirt, please.
20.
20 here.
30.
30 here. 30 going once. Do I hear 40? 30 going twice. Sold.
Now that you've gotten rid of the last t-shirt, can we bid for the shirt you're
wearing? No. My mommy just gave me this shirt last week. Okay, the Book of PF.
$20 for Henning to take it.
And what? Okay, 20 going once. Second edition.
How much for Henning to eat it?
That was, the comment was, there's no starch in it. 20 going once?
$30.
30 here? 30? Do I hear 40? 40? 30 going once? 30 going twice? Sold. Thank you. I haven't touched these cookies. Compatible with any browser. No, we've all breathed on them. Come on, the quicker we sell these, the quicker we get out of this hot, stuffy room into the Royal Oak.
$5.
$5 going once, $5 going twice. Sold, both cookies. Thank you. Okay. Another Book of PF, still the second edition, and it will be signed by the author. The previous one won't be.
I will not read it. Is it also the last one?
It is the last one. I didn't say the other one was the last one.
I will sign it too if you want.
All right. Do I hear $20? 20? 20? Do I hear 25? 25 anywhere? 25? 30? 30 anywhere? 30 in the back? 30?
40.
40? Do I hear 45 anywhere? 45?
What if all the developers sign it that are present?
Yep, they will. What was it, 40? 40? 40 going once? All the developers are going to sign it? 40 going twice? Sold. Come on now.
I'd pay to have Dan wear that.
It's... This is a small Tarsnap t-shirt. It's the one left over from the FreeBSD Developer Summit. Colin Percival sponsored the t-shirt, and he kept one and gave it away for auction. It's pretty much a collector's item. I think there were only about 200 made, 189, something. 127. Sorry? How many were small? Yep. So, opening the bidding at $20 is who? 20. 30. 30 going once. 30 going twice. I'm sure we can get Colin to sign it for you if you want, or not. 30 going twice. Sold. Thank you. And... that's it, unless someone wants to buy a aluminum alloy tripod.
$10 if you eat it.
I've got lots of iron. But it's alloy, so is it iron? It's aluminum. That's all we have for swag. But over here we have this. It's going dark again. Oh, that was it. So, light's coming on again.
How much was total for
light? Oh. Well, he does that. How many of you are staying around tomorrow, leaving like 2 or 3, 4 in the afternoon? What all of you should do is collect around outside here and figure out what you want to do. There's a lot of great things to do tourist-wise. And if you can't do anything getting very far away from here, go and take a tour through Parliament. I think, anyone been through there recently? Is it free? I know you have to get a ticket, but it's free. You just have to get a ticket and queue up. And don't take a penknife or gun or anything like that through there. You go through security. But it's beautiful views, very old architecture, and great stories. Oh, that was worse, sorry. Does anyone have any questions? Good.
Will the author be down front to sign me?
Yes. So you know who you are, Alan, and I forget your name. Thank you. Pardon? Yes. Do you remember seeing an email that went out saying, bring your old t-shirts in, there's going to be a quilt made from them? If any of you brought in those t-shirts and you have them with us, dump it up here at the front. Well, actually, who from IX Systems is going to take these back and give them to Tracy? Matt was supposed to bring them back, and Matt's not here. John will do it. So does anyone have these t-shirts to give away? A GNU?
Yeah.
A GNU what?
Oh,
okay. So we'll keep the food. Any other suggestions? Besides the Royal Oak?
What's the name of the goat?
Yes. Damn. That's the big auction thing. Oh. Okay. So can we have the goat, please? This goat here? Thank you, John. So, Alan. Alan's the goat's daddy. No. And so Alan is going to, we're going to auction off the naming rights for the goat, and this is going to go very quickly. The last three bidders are the ones that get to submit names, and then you guys vote on them. We want to get this all over in about 5 minutes. So, naming rights for the goat, starting at $20. 20. Do I hear 30? 30. Do I hear 40?
40.
Do I hear 50? So it's just these two people naming and whoever bid 20. Who is that? Who bid 20?
Will.
Okay, so you, Will?
There are multiple
$20 votes.
Okay.
So we need more money.
Okay, so Lucas, Will, and Hick. Well, John actually bid too. So yeah, so you guys have to duke it out amongst yourselves and figure it out. So all of you, bring up your money. So, Will, what name are you suggesting? No, you gotta fess up now. What are you suggesting?
Oh gosh.
Oh. What?
Billy?
Oh, you better tell me now, Tom. I don't have email running. You better tell me.
The mobile goat. It's actually named after play. There's a song in Newfoundland about it.
Mobile goat?
Yeah.
That one?
Yep.
So just call it mobile?
All right. My suggestion is Butty, B-U-T-T-Y.
S-E.
The letter S and the letter E.
Yeah.
So we had four, and yours? So, we're going to do this on a show of hands. Who votes for mobile? We'll get there. Mobile is a Newfoundland expression. There's one called the mobile goat, and it's kind of, I think that one's losing. Okay, buddy, I don't have to explain buddy the goat, do I? So that's two votes, three votes, three. Explain the, go away. No, explain SE.
Oh, you really don't want us to explain SE. Do you seriously not know? Libra SSL.
Yeah.
It's
a shock.
You saw the picture of what Dan, what Bob did to it last night, right?
Oh, yeah, now I, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Silly, don't want us to explain
SE. No. This would be the goat's last name, I take it.
Yes.
Yes. Now I understand.
Yes.
Okay. How many vote for SE? Okay, so that's about 30, 40. Good thing we reserved the right to ignore anyone. Who votes for Groff? Oh, I think that's more.
I don't know. That's pretty close.
All right, wait. Hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 8, 9, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64. You said 71? Okay. That was pretty close. So we're going to go... SE? That's less. Okay. So, John, you win.
Yeah. Yeah. I realize what it was.
But that was good. That's a good idea.
So, is his first name Billy? Billy Goat Gruff?
No, it's Gruff. Gruff. Whatever. Gruff. Okay. Who's taking him over to?
Benedict will take it to EuroBSDCon. But is anybody going to be at Euro and then going to Asia after that?
You can figure it out at Euro.
Yeah.
You know, worst case, you can mail it.
Yeah.
Mail the goat.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll be there.
Okay, so. I don't have a commit bit. I can't do that. For the record, the suggestion was because the goat's name is Groff, we have to remove Roth from the FreeBSD tree.
You'll be missing a book if you do that.
Or we'll be missing a book, yes. All right, so any other comments? Because we're almost on to... Oh, sorry, total. $489, thank you. $489?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to the Ottawa mission. It always goes to the Ottawa mission, except for 1 year after the Fukushima. It wasn't the Fukushima, but... After the tsunami in Japan, it went to Red Dot. Is that right, George? Red Dot, one year? So that's another 11.
Yep.
So that's 500. Is it
fine?
Yeah, I'll post both to Twitter and you'll see. Sorry, what? It's probably a receipt. No, the cookie's gone? Okay. Thank you very much. I had a lot more fun this year than I did last year, and I think that's because I had less work to do because of the people that were helping. So, lights going on again. There's no gradual way to do that, I'm sorry. So, the dates are already announced for next year. They're in the mailing list from last year, if anyone remembers what they are, but it's the same time period.
Is it the long weekend again?
It all depends on whether they decide to make it. Sometimes it's the weekend of the long weekend, and sometimes the long weekend is the weekend after. I'm up against Mother's Day, Victoria Day, and Memorial Day. It's kind of hard. I think it's more important not to conflict with Mother's Day. Because, yeah. Lindy would be mad. So, thank you very much. See you next year. Have a safe trip home. And remember to tell everyone about the conference and come back. Thank you.